Somos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831. ¿Sabes? Me da la sensación que estás pensando, bueno, esto ya después de las vacaciones me pondré con ello. ¿En serio? ¿Das por perdido ya este curso? ¿Lo dejas para septiembre? ¿En serio? ¿Aún estás a tiempo? Llama e infórmate sobre los cursos intensivos en grupos reducidos. Sí, sí, porque puedes venir con un amigo, con un familiar. Cursos intensivos en grupos reducidos. Infórmate en el teléfono del inglés en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase, nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes.
Entra en grupovaughan.com.
Las empresas tienen que ser algo más que un lugar donde se compra tiempo de vida a cambio de unos euros. Tienen que ser un proyecto. De ahí la relevancia del liderazgo, de ahí la relevancia de que haya una ilusión compartida.
No debes perderte el seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito, ofrecido por dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado, el jueves 24 de mayo, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. No dejes pasar tu oportunidad. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. ¿Quieres alcanzar el éxito? Entra y descúbrelo. Este verano tenemos un montón de planes para ti y tus hijos, para toda la familia. Ven a Vaughan. Disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Vive con nosotros.
I am your teacher. I ain't your mama. I'm not gonna clean up after you. I ain't your mama. I'm your teacher, baby. I love it. Oh, man, I got the best team in the whole wide world. Hands down.
hands down, as nobody's going to argue with that. All right. Well, folks, always surprising me around here. I love it. After 10 years, you guys can still make me smile and surprise me. I think it's amazing. All right. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. I gave you time to look over today's Name That Lyric. This is just one of those songs that makes you happy. I don't know about you, but it makes me happy when I sing it. It makes me happy when I hear it. So let's cheer each other up today and sing this very awesome song, The Birds. Turn, turn, turn. Hit it, Nacho.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together.
Everybody!
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Everyone!
A time. A time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time that you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Bow, now, now, now. There we go, guys. Don't ever tell me you don't know how to pronounce turn now, because they only say it a million times in that song. It's not darn, it's turn. To everything. One of those songs, I don't know about you guys, but I'm in a good mood now. I'm in such a good mood that I think it's time to take a look at today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
Trouble. I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. All right, amigos. Let's see. Here it is. Today's Double Trouble. Remember, the way this works is you've got to use the word twice in this translation. That's why we call it Double Trouble. Here we go. Si te pases de la raya, me voy a enojar. Si te pasas, ¿sí? If you raisins... Son uvas pasas, right? Okay, bad joke. Really bad joke. Si te pasas. See, I'm never going to get that. No. Conditional is very, not the conditional. ¿Cómo se llama este? Subjunctive is not impossible. It's very difficult for us guiris. You know that. Si te pasas de la raya, me voy a enojar. Si te pasas de la raya, me voy a enojar. Now, the best part is, I thought it was cruzar la raya. Pero no, es pasarse de la raya. ¿No? Pasarse o pasar de la raya. ¿No? Es reflexivo. Sí. Guy, Spanish is... Nacho's even like... Nacho, don't... Oh, my God. His head just exploded. Pasarse. It's reflexive. Pasarse de... Claro, si te pasa... Claro, aquí lo pongo delante. Si te pasas de la raya, me voy a enojar y voy a darle un puñetazo al micro. Bueno, eso ya lo acabo de hacer. All right, so how do we say that? Well, in English, it's the same thing, basically. It's to cross the line. Literalmente, cruzar la raya. And what are you doing? Pasar, it's another way of saying it, but that's why I always said cruzar la raya. But then I'm thinking, cruz y raya. See, I confuse people then. So it's pasarse de la raya. In English, that's to cross. Again, I'm going to punch the microphone. If you cross the line... Si te pasas de la raya, me voy a enojar. I'm going to get cross. Or I'm going to become or to be cross. C-R-O-S-S. Now, cross is another way to say angry, right? I'm going to get upset, angry, cross, right? Ooh, the teacher was cross with the students. Enfadado, enojado, right? So cross. Yeah, the same as mi cruz, my cross, right? So there it is, folks. Now let's see if anybody got this right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our winner, Don Manuel. David Onrubia, be careful because I'll get cross, right? It's weird because we don't say crossed in this one. It's weird. I'm going to get cross, right? So if you cross the line, I'm going to get cross. Now, you don't have to put with you, but that's okay. It's not wrong. If you cross the line, I'm going to be cross, or I'm going to get cross. That means I'm going to get angry, right? Now, the good thing is you already know the word cross, right? Especially if you're religious. Some of you probably wear a cross around your neck, right? Some of you probably have a cross in the workplace. En tu trabajo, una cruz, right? So we all know the word cross, C-R-O-S-S, very famous joke. Why did the chicken cross the road, right? So this is a very common word, cross, C-R-O-S-S. But did you know it had so many meanings? Well, that's the whole idea behind the double trouble section. So if you cross the line, I'll get cross. Okay, there you go. Great job. I see a lot of you guys got it. I don't think it was an easy one, to be honest. But, well, you guys nailed it. Good job, guys. Really good job. All right, let's solve the challenge on the app as well, guys. We've got a challenge right now that we need to... Let's see how they did. Let's see. I had 2 weeks off, but now it's back to the grind. The correct answer was back. It's back to the grind. Or back to the grindstone. And those are two similar ways to say back to the routine, right? So I had 2 weeks off, but now it's back to the grind. And let's see, Nacho, 84. Nice. Good job, guys. 84% of you guys got that one right. So excellent job there. You guys never let me down. Seriously. You guys never let me down. You always come through. And that's great. For a teacher, that's the best thing in the whole world, right? All right, so Nacho, should I give him a harder one? Is that what we need to do here? We need to up the ante a bit? Okay, let's do it. I'm going to give him a hard. Hey, this just because Nacho said it. If Nacho says give him an easy one, I'll give you an easy one. But Nacho, today he's not feeling it. He's not feeling the whole turn, turn, turn. He's like, you silly hippies. Okay, so here it is, folks. Good luck. Let's see if we can beat 84% because we're constantly trying to evolve, right? The doctor gave me a bill of health. Now, this was one I remember when we did this one. This was a double trouble back in the day, right? I remember this double trouble. So let's see if you guys remember this very common way to say the doctor said I'm healthy. The doctor says I'm in good shape, right? So if you know what word is missing in that equation, well, you guys can participate on the Vaughn Radio app. The doctor gave me a bill of health. I'll give you a little clue because I think it's a tough one. We're looking for an adjective, okay? Estamos buscando adjetivo. All right, so guys, there you go. The doctor gave me a bill of health was the correct, is not the correct answer. We're looking for the in there. All right, well, guys, you know what? I think in the meantime, because, you know, we're just talking about telling jokes, and, you know, it feels like a Monday, even though it's Thursday. Well, I think it's time for Your Joking!
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, folks. You're joking. All right. Well, here it is. Now, as always, guys, I'm not trying to be a comedian or anything. I'm just trying to teach you some double meanings, some homophones in English. And what better way than with a little humor, right? We teach with English. We teach English with music, with movies, with humor, right? Anything we can to reach the student. Alcanzar el alumno. To inspire, to engage the student. Not just me. I'm talking about all my colleagues, right? We find creative ways to teach you because we need to keep you interested as well, right? If you're not interested, well, then I don't want to learn English. It's boring. All right, so here's a little humor, and let's see if you guys get it. Why did the guy drive his Mercedes into a tree? He wanted to find out if Mercedes bends. My joke crashed that bad? Así chocó. Was that my joke or was that the Mercedes? Oh, my God. All right. So did you guys get it at least? Did you get my joke? Why did the guy drive his Mercedes? You say Mercedes. We say Mercedes. Okay. Why did the guy drive his Mercedes into a tree? Contra un árbol, right? He wanted to find out if Mercedes bends. Do you get it, Nacho? You got it? Ah, nice. All right. Now, I know you guys say Mercedes. We say Mercedes or Mercedes-Benz. También se dice, he has a Benz, she has a Benz. But if you say this word quickly, B-E-N-Z, right? The brand, Mercedes, pronunciada la americana. No te voy a decir cómo pronunciarlo aquí, right? Mercedes-Benz. It sounds like the word to bend in third person. Now, to bend something, you say in Spanish, doblar, right? In fact, a little accident is called a fender bender, right? Porque dobla un poco el parachoques, a fender bender, right? So it's a word that is often associated with cars, right? Bend. Now, if you say it quickly, bends and bends, sounds exactly the same. So what does that mean? That means that that D, cuando ponemos esa D, cuando ponemos la S después, no pronunciamos ese, esa D. Listen to it, right? He bends things. Bends. ¿Oyes la D? No mucho. So there's a little lesson in pronunciation there on how we pronounce these words. So here it is. Now that you get that bends, Mercedes bends es la marca y bends es se pliega, se dobla. So why did the guy drive his Mercedes into a tree? He wanted to find out if Mercedes bends. Go ahead, you guys. You're free to tell it all you want today. But hey, if people throw tomatoes at you, it's not my fault. I didn't come up with the joke. I'm just the messenger there. Look, Jayster. Jayster's given us some lyrics where we can hear that her mind is Tiffany twisted. She got the Mercedes Benz. That's right, from Hotel California. Great one, Jayster. You have a musical mind. Mr. House says, what a bad joke, Alberto. The good thing is, I got it. Good. Well, hey, guys, remember, it's not about the quality of the jokes. It's do you catch the double meaning? Do you catch the homophone in the joke? Because usually the jokes, in fact, I think all the jokes that I bring to the show here, you have to understand a double meaning in order to understand the jokes. So if you guys are getting these jokes, that means you've got quite a lot of vocabulary there. Think about it. Cause, you know, you got to understand that estos bends, bends, doblar. So, great job to everybody who gets it. And if you didn't get it, well, that's why we explain it after. And now you do. So now if you didn't know the word doblar, to bend, now you know it. Now be careful though, because the word bend and fold. Now fold is something you do with clothing or a sheet. You fold it. That's that doblar. Fabric. You fold fabric. Good luck trying to fold metal. Right? You have to bend metal. Think of the robot in Futurama. Right? Metal, things like that, rigid things, you have to bend them. And well, if your clothes or anything like that, well, then you have to fold your clothes. Okay? So be careful with those because they can be a bit confusing as well. Right? All right, so that said, I'm thinking, Nacho, I don't know whether I want to do the milk section or homophones. So I'll let you decide. You know, you know what you feel like doing. You want the milk or homophones? Whatever one you put on is the one I'm going to do. So you're in charge, buddy. Hit it.
¿Estáis preparados? Comenzamos la primera ronda. ¿Cómo se dice vaya tela?
What fabric?
¿Cómo se dice cómo está el patio?
How's the yard?
¿Y por si las moscas?
For if the flies?
¿Cómo se dice el mundo es un pañuelo?
Oh, I know this. The world is a handkerchief.
Y para terminar, esto es la leche.
This is the milk.
Creo que mejor vamos a por otro concursante.
This is the milk.
That's right, folks. As you know, we don't say that expression in English. This is the milk. We say it's awesome. It's the bomb. It's the bee's knees. It's the shit. Many different ways to say it. All right. So, folks, here we go. The milk works like this. I'm going to give you an expression literally translated. Now, I don't want to know what it is in Spanish. Why? Because I already know it. That's why I've translated it for you. What I want you to do is to tell me how you really say this in English. So it's a funny, it's like a, you know, one of these, the milk translations. Okay. So what I want to know is if you know how to really, really say this one. Okay. Here we go. Now in Spanish, the expression is you have few lights. I love this one. Nacho liked it. I got a laugh out of Nacho there. You have few lights. Now, what's the difference here? If you have few lights, you only have a couple of them, right? And if you have little lights, son pequeñitos. So be careful with that, too, whether we're talking about countable or uncountable nouns. So what I want to know is how you would really say this in English, because obviously we don't say you have few lights. In fact, people would probably look at you like you have few lights. Let's see a couple comments here. Carlos says, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? There it is. Look at my musical star, superstar, rock star students over here. Excellent, excellent stuff. Let's see. Fran Javier says, I got it, but that D is kind of confusing. Well, that's because we don't pronounce it, right? It's a lot of times when we add an S in third person, Fran, we don't pronounce it. So look at this one. How long does this radio show last? It lasts, si, la te me lo como, right? So pay attention to that. Pay attention to what consonants we don't pronounce. And it depends on also what word is after it, what word comes before it, if you're starting the sentence with it. So all of these factors come into play. Right? Oh, and Express says it too. Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? It's a very, very famous song by Janis Joplin. You guys have awesome musical taste. I've got to say that. Carlos says, you can bend a note with a Fender Strato. That's right. See, I love when you guys play with words. That's what I want you to do. I want you to have fun with words. All right. Now let's take a look. Let's see if anybody, knows how to really say, tienes pocas luces. You have very few lights. Let's see. Express says, you aren't the sharpest tool in the shed. Great one, right? Now, a shed is these little houses that you have next to your house where you keep your lawnmower and your tools. So if someone isn't the sharpest tool in the shed, it means they aren't very, very smart. No son el más agudo. No, la herramienta más aguda. Great one, Express. Jaster gives us that one, and he also adds, one card short of a full deck. That's another way to say it, too. We can also say, you're not playing with a full deck. No estás jugando con una baraja entera. I don't know if you say something similar in Spanish, right? Yeah, this guy's not playing with a full deck, right? Sorina, I love this one, because this is a very, this is a sarcastic one, right? When somebody's not very bright, es otra forma de decirlo, pocas luces, you're not very bright. Piénsalo, no eres muy brillante, tienes pocas luces. Makes sense, right? You aren't very bright, right? Well, we have one in English where we say sharp as a marble. Eres tan agudo como una canica. O sea, eres redondo, no tienes ninguna punta. So, because sharp is, yes, it's a knife that will cut, but also sharp is somebody who doesn't miss anything. If you're sharp, you don't miss things. That's an excellent one, Sorina. Wonderful. Migit, you are as sharp as a marble. Good. I like that one. Melena says you're dumb. Claro. Why not? It doesn't always have to be an expression. Es tonto. Dumb. Remember that B we don't pronounce? It's a silent B. You're dumb. Right? Obviously, these are insults. Right? If you're telling someone they're not very bright, that they aren't smart, well, right? Let's see. I love this one. Manolo says, pocas luces. A few fries short of a happy meal. Estás muy americana. Que estás un, te faltan un par de patatillas para hacer un happy meal. You're a few fries short of a happy meal. Great ones, guys. See, this is what I love about this section. I probably have a, I have a couple written down here, but then you guys just, this is where your creativity comes into play. And if they're great and if they're right, I share them with the other students, of course. Here's another one that Manolo gives us. The lights are on, but no one's home. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Las luces están encendidas, pero no hay nadie en casa. David says, your intelligence challenge. You're an intelligence challenge. I haven't heard that one, but I love it, David. I think it's quite clear. Ingrid says, short-sighted. Think about this. No ves más allá. Tu visión es muy corta. Makes sense, Ingrid. That one makes a lot of sense. You're short-sighted, right? Let's see. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. That's a popular one. Sharp as a marble. Let's see if there are any new ones here. A little silly. Now, J.M. Hermosilla. Careful with this one because silly is like used more for kids. Like adults don't use the word silly too much unless they're talking to children. Because I remember when I used to come to Spain, people, you're silly. I'm like, and you sound like a child, right? We would say you're stupid, you're dumb, you're a moron, you're an idiot, in a lot of different ways. But silly, it's kind of a word that's reserved for kids. Hey, but it's good to know. That's why we're looking at all this stuff. Because we all know different words, different expressions have different weight. Right? Let's see. Something went over your head or something goes over your head means you didn't catch it. Right? Now, sometimes this doesn't mean that you're dumb or that you're a few fries short of a happy meal. It just means that you don't get it. Right? Maybe because it's very technical or something, right? So if something goes over your head, great one, Angel, and we even do the gesture. Me pasó por encima la cabeza. Ni me enterado. To be three tomatoes short of a salad, says Beto. I love these. I love the short ones. Express, to have an IQ of room temperature. Haven't heard it, but I love it. Really, really cool one over there. All right, let's see which ones I've got written down. Yeah, we said you aren't that sharp, or you're as sharp as a marble, we said. You aren't that bright. I guess the closest one, si tienes pocas luces, you aren't very bright. No eres muy brillante. And I think that's literally like the same idea there, isn't it? Just another way. You say pocas luces, and we say pues no eres tan brillante, but the same idea. So, guys, great. Thank you so much for your contribution. Wow. We just looked at like 7, 8 different ways, used ways to say that you're not all there. Ahí tienes otra, la última. You're not all there. No estás del todo ahí. You're not all there, right? All right, well, folks, you know what that music means. It means we're going to a quick commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with the final half an hour of today's show with No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Vaughan, we love teaching, you love learning.
Ven a Vaughan, disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase, nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes.
Entra en grupovaughan.com.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés.
Y sin salir de Madrid,
en los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com. Urban Camps, aventuras en inglés. No las dejes escapar.
Disfruta de los Urban Camps en Las Rozas, Colegio Europeo de Madrid, en Aluche, Colegio Santa Gema Galgani, Las Tablas, Colegio Estudiantes, en Metropolitano, Ciudad Universitaria, CMU Isabel de España y en Arganda, Colegio Sai Virgen de la Soledad. Infórmate de los campamentos de Vaughan en campamentosvaughan.com.
Este verano tenemos un montón de planes para ti y tus hijos, para toda la familia. Ven a Vaughan. Disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Show with...
That That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Macho Man.
That's macho right. It's Macho Man in the house, folks. And we're having a great time. I can't believe it. Nacho Stretch. Go ahead, Stretch. Está estirándose. It's Thursday afternoon. I know. In our heads, we're all like, oh, man, it's Monday. It's not. It's Thursday afternoon. We're almost there. That's good. You got to love Spain and its puentes. It's like, yeah, well, you know, it's just one of those weird weeks. By the time you realize it's not Monday, it's Friday. So if you think about it that way, folks, the glass is half full. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are looking at so many different things on the show today. We just looked at the milk section. You know what? I think something that we haven't done today, and you know me, I love the cinema. I love going to the movies. So let's take a look at today's Name That Movie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. I'm going to give you guys a little excerpt from a movie, and I want you guys to tell me the name of the movie. You can do it on Twitter, but Nacho, what was my Twitter handle again? It was, I'm Nacho.
Síguenos en Twitter, @ IM Alberto Alonso, IM Alberto Alonso, síguenos.
Yeah. Love it. Love that whistling thing going on. Impossible. I don't know how to whistle, so just imagine doing it that fast. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Danny and company. The technicians always going above and beyond. It's doing more than what you need to do. But that shows that you love your job and you love what you do. And we're very lucky that we do. All right. So here we go, folks. Time for today's Name That Movie. I'm going to read the stage direction because, as I always tell you guys, you can learn so much from the stage direction because it's usually verbs, actions, right? So here we go. Stands up in class to present a report. The six senses. Oh, the subject I gave you was the five senses. Well, I chose for my subject six senses. Baffled and confused. Well, go on, Patricia. Go on. And she says, the six senses, to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, to feel, to be. There we go. It's a pretty short scene there. So it sounds like it takes place in a classroom, right? Sounds like, so that's one of the first things we can try to identify. What's going on in this scene? And, well, it sounds like a teacher, right? Because the first action is stands up. Se pone de pie. Fijaos como lo junto. La D casi desaparece. Stands up. Like Mercedes-Benz. Stands up. Zzz. Más Z que D. Stands up in class to present a report. Remember, present, regalo, present es el verbo presentar. So stands up, the stage direction says stands up in class to present a report. And then she reads the title, The Six Senses. And Sister Mary Benedict, the teacher slash nun, N-U-N, nun, is in the Catholic Church, nuns, right? They wear black and white many times. I think most nuns, right? Whoopi Goldberg was a nun in a movie, in two movies, right? So Sister Mary says, oh, the subject I gave you was the five senses. And, well, Patricia says, well, I chose for my subject six senses. Now, careful with that verb to choose because I always, oh, man, it is like one of those trouble ones, you know? So let's review it. Every day I choose to be happy. Es una lección, eh? Every day I choose to be happy. Yesterday I chose to be happy. And lately, I've chosen So the good news is choose, el único que suena a U es la primera. Porque muchos dicen choosing. So acuérdate que solo el primero es choose. Y si conoces, hablando de películas, if you know Trainspotting, choose life, choose a television, choose. Pues los otros son O's. Choose, chose, chosen. Okay? Well, I chose for my subject six senses. And then Sister Mary Benedict is baffled. Now, if you are baffled, B-A-F-F-L-E-D, baffled, right? You're in shock, right? Another way to say, I'm in shock. I'm baffled. I'm confused. I'm mystified. I'm baffled by your behavior. I'm baffled that you didn't listen, right? That's what she's baffled and confused, right? Saying, wait a second, what? Is she disobeying my homework orders here? And then she says, well, go on, Patricia. And that's so important, the baffled and confused, that stage direction. Why? Because it tells the actor and the director and everybody involved what's happening. Because the words, if you just say, well, go on, Patricia, go on. Well, then what happens there? That's not the intention. She's baffled. She's confused. So it changes the way you read that line. So instead of, oh, well, go on, Patricia, go on. That's not the intention. The intention is, well, go on, Patricia, go on, right? Totally baffled, totally confused. Like, why didn't this girl pay attention? I told her to write about the five senses, and she's telling me there's six when I know there are only five, right? So then Patricia says, the six senses, you know, the same way you read when you're, you know, doing these oral reports in school. The six senses to see, right? Now, this is an irregular verb, right? To see. Every day I see things. Yesterday I saw things. And lately I've seen things. Okay? The next one, to hear. Practice them with me. I don't need to practice. Every day I hear things. Yesterday I heard things. And lately I've heard things. All right? Those two are irregular. The third one, taste. This is a regular verb. O sea, ede. Acaban ede. This is a little trickier to pronounce because you have to pronounce that E. So every day I taste new things. Yesterday I tasted new things. And lately I've tasted new things. Now, as you guys know, with regular verbs, the only difference between knowing if you're saying yesterday and lately is the V. So the second column, I tasted some good food in Granada. I've tasted a lot of good food lately. Okay? The next one, smell. Now, this is one of those words that I used to say smelled. And I don't know. Yep, I guess so. Yeah, there it is. So the verb to smell, smelled. I think I've seen people write it smelt as well. This is one of those confusing ones. Well, according to Word Reference, because some guys, remember, natives, we kind of say things however they're said in our area. But here it says smell, smelled, smelled. Right? So every day I smell things. Yesterday I smelled things. Lately I've smelled. La diferencia otra vez es el V en esas dos. And to feel. Oof, this is a confusing one. Right? To feel. Every day I feel good. Yesterday I felt good. And lately I've felt. No lo confundes con fall, fell, fallen. Why? That's a big one. That's one of the big ones. And to be. To be. The number one verb in the world, right? So in the past tense, it's was and were, right? Was and were. So yesterday I was there. Yesterday we were there, right? Was and were. And in the third column, it's been. B-E-E-N. Now, there are some people that pronounce that word been. Where have you been? But it's more British. In the United States, we would say been. Where have you been? Right? Also, guys, while we're looking at the senses, how do we say a qué sabe? Do you know? What does it taste like? Good. Pues si sabemos que esa es la estructura, what does it like? Pues ponme a qué huele. What does it smell like? Oh, wow, great. So we have that structure. Okay. ¿Y a qué suena? What does it sound like? ¿Y cómo se siente? What does it feel like? O táctil también, right? So this is something, you know, when you have that one structure, then you can just plug in all the different senses, or in this case, senses. In another case, it could be whatever. But the key is to have that structure. And if you have the structure, then you know how to, right? You know how to put smell in there, taste, look. ¿Qué aspecto tiene físico? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Right? You see a pattern? Un patrón? Yeah. They all have the same structure. All right. So, very, very cool. Let's see if anybody guessed this classic movie over here. And, let's see. Smart bag. I'm looking for the answer here. I got a lot of comments, guys, so I've got to sift through the comments to see which ones are named that movie. Here they are. All right, our winners, ladies and gentlemen, Express, Jaster, and Migeet. Also, Alexis, many other people got it. There's Christina. Now, in English, this movie is called The Bells of St. Mary. There they are, The Bells of St. Mary. You know what it's called in Spanish? Vas a flipar. Las Campanas de Santa María. Whoa! Look at that. We didn't change that one. The Bells of St. Mary. Well, this was a production. It came out in 1945, this movie. And, starring Bing Crosby. You know Bing Crosby? Yes, you do. I'm dreaming of a white Chris. Okay, Bing Crosby. Ingrid Bergman as well. And classic, one of those classic Hollywood films. Las Campanas de Santa María, in English, The Bells of St. Mary. Exactly the same. Came out today in 1945. All right, great job to everybody who figured it out. But we've got to keep moving along, guys. Time is just ticking by. I think it's time to look at words that sound the same on the show with no name or not.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's homophones only on the show with no name. I'm going to give you two words, and I want you guys to tell me if these words sound the same or not. Now, I've got to give you the words in Spanish, obviously, right? Because, well, then if I tell you in English, you just have to listen, right? So the first word is conducir o dirigir. We were talking about cars today. If you know the parts of the car, you need to know this one. Right? El volante also uses this word as well. Okay? So, conducir, dirigir, también significa cabestro. O sea, a castrated bull. Okay? Es un para, for all you double trouble heads out there. Okay? So, that's the first word. Okay? I wanted to give you all the different meanings so then you know what word I'm talking about. It starts with an S. S-T. Okay? And that's conducir, guiar, dirigir, también es cabestro. Okay? And the next word is remover, right? If you add sugar to your coffee, well, you have to do this, right? If you're having tea, well, you want to do this. You want to remember it's not remove. It's a false friend. Remove is quitar. So remover. The first word, dirigir, conducir, guiar, right? And the second word is remover. Remover. What you do with a spoon or, si te digo la cosa, entonces ya sabes el verbo. The clue here, both of these words start with S-T. Okay? Let's see. I've got a lot of amigos participating here on Twitter. Okay. Express, Jaster, Migeet. Those are the words. Those are indeed the words we're looking for here. Now, let's see. Express says, no, they don't sound alike. Let's see if Jaster agrees. Jaster says, no way. Ni de coña. He says, no way, man. Migeet, he says, they don't sound alike. So, Do you guys agree with my superstar students over here? Mr. Houses says no. Carlos says no. The good thing is you've all got the words right. Javi Lopez says no. Elena seconds the motion. Sorina, she says they are not homophones. Sorina's on fire today. Great to have you on board. All right, so as always, you guys know how we do this section. I'm going to say the words. I'm going to use the words, and then you tell me if they sound the same or not. So if you get in your car, well, you have to steer your car, right? Now, some cars steer themselves, right? These new cars. But for the time being, we need to steer our cars. And what do we use when we steer our cars? We use a steering wheel, ear. Suena a oreja, ear, steer, right? I also said it's a castrated bull, right? So steer. If you guys work in corporations, you know that there's a steering committee, right? A steering committee, right? So what is a steering committee? Well, that's kind of a committee of people. I don't work in the corporate world, but it's a committee that kind of decides which direction the company's going to go in. They are steering. So we don't only use it in a car, right? This word steer, S-T-E-E-R, all right? Steer, steer, okay? The second word, stir. Do they sound the same to you? Steer, stir. Some of you put yes, okay? Some of you put to star, right? So the first word is S-T-E-E-R. All right, S-T-E-E-R. And the second word is S-T-I-R, stir. So they are not homophones. Now, if you like this word stir, then listen to the Bob Marley song, Stir It Up. Little darling, stir it up. So steer versus stir. If you notice, steer has that, what you call E Latina sound, E, steer. Steer. And the other one, stir, sounds more like an E than an I. So even though the word is written S-T-I-R, in your head, I want you to picture S-T-E-R. Stir. Stir. Right? Remember, it's not remove. Remove is, you know, quitar. Please remove your shoes before entering the house. But you don't remove your coffee. You stir your coffee. You stir. Right? Stir. Okay, so guys, whatever you have to do. Now, I know a lot of you also, when you have time to think about it, you'll say, no, they don't sound the same. But now the real challenge is when you're speaking, do you confuse them? Do you mix them up? That's when you know that you really got it. The next time you want to say the word stir, you don't say steer and vice versa. So great job in general to everybody, guys. All right, good. And let's solve. We've got a challenge on the app. Nacho, we had 84% before. Well, now we've got 92% of the listeners who got it right. The doctor gave me a clean bill of health. The word we were looking for there is clean, right? Now, if the doctor gives you a clean bill of health, it means you're in good shape, you're healthy, you're okay. That's probably the best news you could hear in life. Even more, even, you know, better news than getting a raise. Que te suben el salario. When you leave the doctor's office and he says, hey, I'm going to give you a clean bill of health. You're in great shape. That's probably the best news you could ever hear. All right. So the word we were looking for was clean. Great job, guys. All right. I think we've got time for quick. We're going to do it really quick. It's famous birthday trivia. That That's right. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to give you guys some clues, and I want you to tell me whose birthday it is. Number one, he was born in 1903, an American singer and actor. We sang one of his songs before. It was a Christmas song, and he was also in the movie The Bells of St. Mary. I sang the song before. It's I'm Dreaming of a Wine. Yeah, that's right. That's that guy. Probably one of the most famous singers out there. In fact, he came before Frank Sinatra, you know, Dean Martin, all these guys. This guy was like the original crooner. Remember, a crooner is somebody who sings like this. Yeah, where are y'all from, right? Crooner. I think of Sinatra, you know, those big voices. Crooner, C-R-O-O-N-E-R. Well, this guy was an original crooner. In fact, inspired a lot of these people. 1903. Next up, this guy was born in 1919. Say it with me. I know you guys don't like that nine in there. 1919. This guy was an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, and activist. The bands he was in was The Weavers, Los Tejedores, and the Almanac Singers. Big in the folk scene in the United States. And, well, he wrote some of the most famous songs ever. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And, well, one that comes from the Bible, in fact, Ecclesiastes. And that was today's name, that lyric. To everything, turn, 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 there is... Well, he wrote that. So guess what? I said his name like two or three times in the show today. That should be relatively easy. All right. And other songs that he did as well. A lot of the songs he wrote, too, were for other artists. For example, If I Had a Hammer, the Hammer song, Si Tuviera un Martillo. Right. And this was a hit that he wrote for Peter, Paul and Mary. Right. And well, as I said, probably one of his biggest hits as well, which was on the shelf for 15 years, was Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. And that's our second birthday boy. And number three, amigos, born in 1997. She is a tennis player. Okay. I don't know too much about her, but a Serbian tennis player. Serbian, from Serbia. A Serbian. Well, the reason why I don't follow tennis too much. But anytime there's a game on, well, I'll catch it, you know. I won't go out of my way to watch a tennis match. But, hey, I do. I have to say I enjoy the sport. I think it's cool. And, well, as I said, Serbian tennis player. She has won 11 singles and 2 doubles titles on the ITF tour. She reached her best singles ranking, and this was in 2016, and that was, she was ranked at 134, but that's all over the world, right, as I understand. And, well, she played for Serbia at the Fed Cup, which, see, there, that's where I get lost, because I don't know my tennis. I have to admit, I love the sport, but I don't know much about it. All right, let's see if anybody's got these three famous birthdays over here. Ooh, Jaster. Jaster was the first one to get it, but that last person is not right there. Anybody else? Let's see. I've got a lot of tweets. Anybody doing famous birthdays here? Okay, I got a lot of... Well, nobody got it, it seems. All right, well, number one, Bing Crosby. Number two, Pete Seeger. And number three, Ivana Djurović. Tennis player, Serbian tennis player, Ivana Djurović. All right, well, guys, that's all the time we have for today. But don't worry, we're going to come back and do it all again tomorrow. I promise. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Tú serás el protagonista. Cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Entra en grupo Vaughan.